For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. Melissa Galloway, an educator with 22 years of experience, will succeed Susan Deakins as principal at West Boulevard Elementary School, according to a news release from Columbia Public Schools. The Columbia Missourian reports Galloway has worked as an elementary and high school site principal in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, according to the release. She received bachelor's and master's degrees in education from the University of Central Arkansas and a doctorate in educational leadership from Trident University International. Galloway will start at West Boulevard Elementary on July 1st. Deakins has taken a job as the district's executive director for K-12 education. A Missouri bar previously serving as a set location for the movie Gone Girl will reopen later this month. The Southeast Missourian reports the bar, called The Bar, in downtown Cape Girardeau, had been closed since last fall. Representative for the management company that owns it and several other downtown properties say the establishment will resume serving drinks on June 27th. Formerly a catering business, the corner site was transformed into The Bar for the 2014 film Gone Girl, starring Ben Affleck, Rosamund Pike, and Neil Patrick Harris. After the movie was released, the set was converted into a real restaurant and bar. Organizers of the celebration to honor the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues expect a massive crowd and security will be tight. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected Saturday for a parade and rally beneath the Gateway Arch to celebrate the Blues' first-ever NHL championship. The Blues beat the Boston Bruins 4-1 Wednesday in a decisive Game 7. Blues Chief Revenue Officer Steve Chapman says in addition to players and coaches, the parade and rally will feature retired Blues players as well as Layla Anderson, the 11-year-old girl fighting a rare disease who served as the team's inspiration. Police Captain Renee Kreisman says city police will be joined by officers from St. Louis County and the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Rally attendees will go through security checkpoints. Jurors have rejected a high-ranking St. Louis police officer's claim her colleague was promoted to deputy chief instead of her because of gender bias. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the jury ruled against Lieutenant Colonel Rochelle Jones yesterday. Her lawsuit alleged gender discrimination in the 2015 promotion of Ronnie Robinson to lieutenant colonel, the second highest rank in the department. Jones was a major at the time. Jones' lawyer J.C. Pleben said in closing arguments, former police chief Sam Dotson picked a man to be elevated to this men's club. Deputy City Councilor Nancy Kistler said Dotson promoted Robinson because he was the strongest candidate. She said Dotson also had a record of promoting women. Jones and Pleben said they plan to appeal. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.